Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, creepies, welcome to episode number 94. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What is going on, guys?
A whole lot of everything.
A whole lot of everything.
Busy.
Busy?
Busy.
Is it good busy or bad busy?
Well, I'm busy. Making money, but...
I thought it was he's getting busy.
No.
Family-friendly show.
Oh, sorry. Sean. Oh, I didn't mean it like that.
Oh.
I meant making money.
No, I worked 12 hours Monday, 11 hours yesterday.
Mm.
I finally told him I needed to leave to come do this fantastic fun thing that we do.
What's that? Podcast. Oh, okay.
Oh, this too?
this as well. Okay.
I got you. I'm following you. So you've had, a 23-hour day? Oh, or 23 hours before between the two? That's a lot of work.
But everything was messed up, and we had to figure it all out and fix everybody's mistakes, because that's what we do.
That's Nate.
Is that something you frown upon?
I was going to say, that's Nate being Nate,
It just seems like we are always the one that has to fix everybody else's problems. This doesn't work. Okay, get out of the way. We'll make it work.
Just step aside.
Nobody else can figure it out, I guess.
Yeah.
You feel like a counselor?
Yeah.
Well, hey, at least you can't figure it out, I guess.
And yeah. That's why they keep us there.
That's why they keep job security, right?
Yeah. Our man Nate, right?
That's right. What do you think we have you here?
Yeah, true.
Nate, I need you to fix. No.
Yeah.
Just kidding. We pay him well, though.
Well, that's good, though.
A lot of zeros.
You guys had a good Christmas?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I got everything I wanted and deserved.
Oh, did you?
Both pieces of coal.
Did you? Okay, good.
We had a nice time.
I was taking the hint. I got body shower gel cleaner.
That's what I got. Wait a minute.
I got soap. I got
nice.
Something else. Oh, a loofah. I was like, I'm catching what you're throwing here. I stink. I need to go take a shower, huh?
Nice.
I got a paper bag. I think Jenna wanted me to put a paper bag over my head.
I got fun stuff. I got Adidas sweatpants and sweatshirt.
Yeah, I did get a flannel insulated jacket thing. I like that.
Nice.
Yeah, I picked that out.
I even got a Carhartt jacket.
Nice. Warm?
Yeah, but I held it up and I went, I think this might be a tad short. I thought, but let me try it on. By I think it's going to be a midriff. It's going to be one of those half shirts. It barely covered my waist. My wife's going to take it back. But I've never had one.
Has she ever met you?
Yeah, right. I'm like,
honey.
Well, but it's a large.
Right.
And it's pretty short. The sleeves are fine. And the shoulders, but it's the...
It's hard to buy clothes for other people.
Barely covers the waist.
It just is.
But she did great on. Yeah, I got all some fun clothes and... You know what my favorite is? And I requested this. I didn't tell her, hey, that's what I want for Christmas, but I told her it's something I would buy myself. And
a fanny pack?
Luckily, I did not, because I'm prone to buy my own stuff. Like, she's like, daggone it, don't buy yourself anything for
you
Christmas.
You got a satchel, didn't you?
No, no knapsack, no satchel.
A purse.
A nose and ear trimmer, like an ear trimmer.
Yeah.
I got a new trimmer.
I don't really have the ear problems, but the nose, yeah, I can use a weed whacker in there.
Every once in a while.
It's like it gets
Jack and the beanstalk is coming out of your nose.
Like, right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Not good.
It's like, man.
I get it.
So I was pretty excited about that, yeah.
Heck yeah.
And it's a beard trimmer, too. And
yeah.
You can,
I got
it's
one
like
of those
five
too.
Or six things.
My old
but
one's on the outs.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
But
and weed whacking enough, huh?
Good old middle-aged stuff.
Oh, gosh.
Got a new wallet.
Ooh, nice.
Isn't it funny? Yeah, all these things we talk about, 20 years ago, we were like, oh my gosh, that's so boring.
I know.
Right?
It's like, now it's needed.
Yeah. It's not just Carhartt.
Yeah.
I know.
It was fun, thanks, though. Yeah, we had a good time.
Seasons change. People change, right?
Oh, boy.
I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, don't. No, we had a good time. We had a good Christmas. I had Friday through Tuesday off, so that was nice.
Sweet.
I was telling the guys we went to see Avatar 2, which I know Nate had already
you
seen.
You liked it and cried.
I did. I cried a little bit. Yeah, you tell them. Big cry baby. Big cry baby. Well, the people out there have seen it. They'll understand why.
Okay.
And I didn't think I was going to. Jenna started it, and then I started, and then I continued it, and then Harrison was like, you crying, Dad? And then he started. He's like, I've seen you cry, Dad. He said, I've never seen you cry in a movie.
I got popcorn salt in my eye.
Exactly, right. Like your mom punched you. She pinched me. But yeah, I mean, and I had to explain to him, and I've told this on the podcast, I won't tell it again, but how I cried at Batman 3.
When you told me that, and I thought, what
over and over again
is going on here?
Oh, I tell myself all that.
Crying at Batman 3? Uh-huh. Like the original, like, who was Batman?
Christian Bale,
okay. Yeah. I can't remember.
It was at the end when you go through all that emotional stuff with Batman since I was a little kid, and you think he's dead, and Alfred is crying at his grave, and it's like, I couldn't do it anymore. And it was around that remember those people were killed at the, and now I'm going to tell it, aren't I? At the movie theater, 20, 30 minutes in. Remember that guy came
Colorado.
In there?
Yeah, yeah.
So
Colorado.
All of those things combined is my excuse for crying at Batman 3. I have Avatar 2. You have to go see it, and especially if you're a dad, you'll understand.
I
you're a
cry.
Parent.
I didn't cry.
I was like, okay.
Batman 3? No cryers at Batman 3?
Batman 3, Avatar 2.
Nothing.
Oh, no.
How about Titanic? You cried at Titanic. I did cry at Titanic, too.
No, I didn't cry at Titanic.
Gun, you got.
Now,
you're a monster.
Now, Homeward Bound.
I didn't cry at Homeward Bound. I didn't cry at Homeward Bound.
Anything like that with like puppy dogs and.
Or Old Yeller. I'm done. I didn't cry at Old Yeller. Now, I did.
Shadow didn't make it.
A dog's journey and a dog's purpose.
Oh,
or or that movie Dog. I think that was.
Oh,
yeah. That's
a bit of a tearjerker, yeah.
All those kill me. I mean, I'm just like, this is terrible.
I'll admit to that.
Yeah, I didn't cry at
but
those.
That's it. That's all I've ever cried
at. The animal shows I did, animal movies, but no, I didn't cry at any Batman movies. I did cry, like I said, Tombstone. I do get so sad when Doc passes on, but other than that, I don't know. Oh, now Titanic, oh my gosh, I was a mess.
When that old couple and then the mom reaped her kids.
Tore me apart.
That's what
tore
got
me.
Yeah.
You know, and the band's still playing, and you know they're going down the ship. But yeah, that old couple holding on to each other, oof, that was rough.
Yeah.
What was that old cartoon movie? Land Before Time?
Wait, hold on. You can... Now I was going to make fun of Sean the whole
digging.
Show for...
I'm digging.
For crying at Batman 3. You cried at Land Before Time?
Yeah, man.
Like the most recent one? The
no,
one?
No. Oh. The old ones back when I was a kid.
Oh, because the most recent one, that one
I
got
to me. I haven't
seen
the recent
That's
one.
That's a good one. Like, that was good. I didn't cry, but I was
always
like
Ducky.
Ducky, yeah.
Sarah was with the Triceratops.
Mm.
Yeah.
Our creepies are like, what?
What in the world are they talking about?
What are these guys doing?
Do you know that I don't know. You guys may know this, and it may be kind of a duh, but that old couple that's in bed is supposed to be, they don't know exactly what happened to them, but it's the Strausses that started Macy's. Did you know that was...
No, I had no idea.
Did you know that?
No.
I
thought
Rosalie, Ida Strauss, and Isidore Strauss. They were last seen. They decided to go down together, but they were the original owners of Macy's.
Hmm.
And they were last seen holding hands going down the hallway. So they don't know, but they assume that's probably what they did.
Was supposed to be the old couple that's holding each other a bit.
That's who inspired that old couple, but they were holding each other, and they assume they, you know, they obviously drowned together somewhere. But they said they were last seen holding hands, the Strausses. So that was an actual couple, but they don't know exactly.
Nate,
what
tissue, please. Tear-eyed. No, I got something on my chin.
Yeah.
I gotta watch.
They were, I guess, they were co-owners, but yeah. But I was like,
aww. That's sweet.
Yeah, I thought I'd throw that in there. It is.
Thank you.
Cool.
Thank you, Sean.
You're most welcome.
So we talked about movies we cried at. Let's see. We talked about we had a good Christmas. We hope the Creepies had a good Christmas.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I hope they enjoyed. By the download total, it seems like they enjoyed our little bonus. Mm-hmm. And again, that was Nate's idea. So good
idea. It was a great
idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
So it seems pretty popular.
I gotta keep this show going.
What's amazing is, what's amazing is, you know, how busy New Year's Eve or Christmas Eve and Christmas can be. I didn't listen to any podcasts until
I didn't either
today. So I went basically 5 days in a row. Mm-hmm. Our creepies were still listening. We had probably almost 300 downloads just for those two. Well, mm-hmm. Just the Saturday and the bonus.
You know, you say it like that. I don't think I listen to any podcasts either.
I really didn't. Yeah.
I listen to some music. I listen to like relaxation stuff, meditation type stuff, but it's I don't think I listen to anything else.
Yeah.
I don't even. Sometimes I'll listen to like educational things, biographies, documentaries, and stuff like that. I didn't even listen to this.
You're so boring.
I am very boring. I'm reading six books, by the way. I am back to reading a lot.
How do you keep them straight?
I don't know.
Well, anyway.
I'm reading Tales of Two Cities again. But just so you know. But it's interesting that.
He doesn't keep them straight.
No.
Huh? They all blend
keep
together.
Keep what
straight? Could be three cities. Who knows?
Keep what straight? But no, that's a good point because here's the thought of that just occurred to me that people might need us. You know what I mean? Like they might like enjoy us.
Yeah.
Like,
and it's a rough time.
I know that's a real look at Todd. Todd's over there going, I don't think so. But it maybe like brothers, cousins, uncles.
Sure.
Twerp.
Hey, whatever the reason, it's awesome.
Twerpy cousins. I don't know.
Bro, yeah. I mean, the Saturday mini and then that Sunday bonus, I was like, whoa, they're still listening. Yeah. Hmm. And then that doesn't count the other episodes because we had, what I tell you, like, I was like, yeah, it's a little bit down, but we still almost had 600 downloads mm-hmm. in a 24-hour period. Yeah. So it wasn't down that much. So
that's cool.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. So thank you for listening, Creepies.
So
even during the Christmas Eve.
Begs the question, will they listen to us in rocking into the new year?
Oh, well, no doubt.
Duh.
Yeah. I mean, duh. Speaking of duh.
Right.
What a question is that?
Huh? I know. It's stupid.
And they're all out there going, no, we're not going to do that.
They're like, we
got bigger plans for that.
We'll be partying. Yeah. It'll be like a big goose egg on New Year's.
So they'll
and
be
in New York.
I just want somebody to like email us or tell us, hey, I had a party and
I rang in the new year with the
Middle Agent Creeped Out podcast. Yeah. Oh, and they cool. blasting on the stereo.
Should we do a countdown?
And people are going, what
should in
the heck
a
is
contest.
This? Do a what, a countdown?
Yeah.
Like right now?
10. Oh, no. Yeah. It's, I told you we're in for the night and be watching my Georgia Bulldogs kick mm-hmm. some Ohio State Buckeye butt.
Yeah.
That's right. I said it.
You did cool. say
it. I don't apologize for it either.
You did say it.
Hey, Sean.
Yes.
Why don't you do the first announcements?
I think I will. Actually, they're right here, so I might as well. You know by now, if you've been listening any length of time, that we enjoy what we're doing here. We're having fun. We're talking about creepy stuff, unexplained, unusual. We hang out. We're having guy time. But the most important thing is the community of mental health that we are building here. We appreciate you guys being here. And we know sometimes it's just an escape. You know, it's the same thing for us. So if you're needing help out there, if you know somebody that needs help, please get help or get someone else help. You can always call or text pound or hashtag, I never know which to say, 988 for any and all types of crises. You can also text HOME, capital H-O-M-E, right? Home. To
that's what it says.
Pound or pound 741741. Don't be scared to get help.
Say that again.
Yeah, is it hashtag or pound? I always say
I just say number. Just home.
Oh, it is number.
Text
right?
home to number. You know,
that's just
or
the number.
Just, yeah, but you said.
I don't know why
you said the numbers in a weird way. Like,
did I say pound? Hashtag?
Instead of. No, you said the actual. No, I'm talking about the actual numbers. Hmm. Instead of 741, 741, you went 741, 74. Like,
oh, did I say it weird? Okay, let's try it again.
I just want to make sure they heard it.
It's 741741. I may have had a stroke on that first one.
741741.
Because people are going to be doing it the first way, and they're going to be like, I'm not getting through.
I'm thinking 741741, but hey.
741741.
You're breaking it in every two instead of 741741. Hey, I'm not trying to tell you how to do it, you know.
My brain doesn't process that quick.
Say 741.
How about this?
741.
741. I do it one at a time.
Hey, Nate. You know what I'm going to request.
I'm lost.
Hey, just text 741741.
Okay.
Turn his mic off.
Sean's going 741.
Is there a nine? Did I hear a niner in there? Okay. So anyway, don't be scared.
Gosh.
I know. I shouldn't do this show. Don't be scared.
Give me a hard time.
What? Don't be scared to get help by going to counseling. Find one that you feel comfortable with, and sometimes it'll take a few times to find the right counselor, right?
Yep.
Also, we always talk about bowling because it's important to stop. So visit stopbowling.gov for another way to help stop with bullying. Did I say it wrong?
No, you said it great.
Did I do a good job? Excellent.
I'm going to have to go to counseling.
I know, yeah.
Gold star.
Now, Todd, you can call 741-741.
There you go. 741-741. That's how I really wanted you to say
it. How about 741 squared? No, oh, don't do gosh. It that way. I'm sorry.
It was a job I did done.
It is easier that way. You're right. I hate to admit that. Isn't it weird the way brains process? I made that harder than it needed to be. That's so not like me.
Moving on from those announcements.
Moving on.
To something that I like to do every podcast episode, and that is my dad joke of the show. No.
All right. Finally something we can sink our teeth
That's
in.
That's right. That's right. Darn right, Nate. Son of a gun, I tell you right now.
You talking about me?
Hey, did you know two guys walk into a bar, and the first says, he'll have some H2O. The second guy says, he'll have some H2O, too. He died.
Mm-hmm.
First guy says, I will have some H2O. First guy. The second guy says, I'll have some H2O, too.
Oh, I get it. It's a chemistry joke.
Hydrogen peroxide.
Correct.
That's right.
Nailed it. Good job, Nate.
I thought you were going to say two guys walked into a bar and then they hurt themselves.
No.
Two guys walked in the bar. Third one ducked.
There you go. That's how it goes.
Hey, I'm doing the jokes here.
Oh, sorry.
There you go.
You don't get paid extra for that.
That's right. You're not getting anything more than the zeros you got. That's the dad joke of the show. So,
is that the last one for the year?
That is.
Holy crap.
Ooh.
Should I do a bonus?
Ooh. You should.
I didn't have it prepared, but I can. Look at here.
Let's hear it.
Hey, there you go. There's
my butt quack one. That's a great one. You know what? Okay. How about this one? Why don't cats play poker in the jungle? Too many cheetahs.
Oh, that's good. Ooh, I like that one.
Yeah, cheetah.
Too many cheetah. They're from Boston. Hey, cheetah.
Cheetah eating the chatter.
In the chatter. Hey, Appa. All right, there you go. You got two jokes, two dad jokes. All right. Hey,
that should tide us over.
So we have some shout outs to give. First one is this gentleman, George Navarro. He and I connected on TikTok. I think it was last night. Yeah. He is a huge fan of the rock band Kiss. Of course I am. And his favorite member is Ace Frehley. So I told him, he followed us on TikTok, and he said he would listen to us and give us some, follow us, and then he would let his friends and people know about us. And so I thought I'd give him a little shout. He is on TikTok, and he has a website. This guy has all kinds of collectibles and merchandise of Kiss. It's amazing.
Does he have as much as Gene Simmons?
I think he does.
Really?
If you watch his videos,
that's impressive.
I couldn't believe how many, all the stuff he has of Kiss. It's,
wow.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. So, George Navarro seemed like a good guy. He is George Kiss Collection. Let's see. What is it? Where is it at? Oh, yeah, georgeskisscollection.com. And his TikTok is George Kiss Collection. There you go.
Very cool.
He has all kinds
Shout
of stuff.
Shout out to George. Yeah. Yeah. Check that out.
And thank you for following us, George. And I told him tonight, if he listened, he would get his shout out. So, and then, Sean, why don't you say the second one?
Well, we would like to thank you creepies for all of your love and support of this podcast and helping us to make Middle Asian Creeped Out or Mako a family. This year, last year, I mean, we're heading up to 2 years, right? So
it's under 3 months to go.
2023. We're excited for 2023. We've got some cool surprises and fun. And
we'll be announcing those soon.
Mm-hmm.
And man, we're pretty humbled. We were talking about you know, lately the last week or two. Man, those creepies have been boosting our totals up. And
is this a good time to tell all of our
now? I might cry.
You're right.
I'll cry at this. Right.
Tell our this What's is that? The time that we tell our employers that we're done and we're quitting and this is what we're doing full time.
So you can go ahead.
Cat. I know you're not right. Cat out of the bag.
Yeah.
I know. One of these days.
That's right. No, they have been awesome to us though.
2060.
Right?
We're ready to retire.
Yeah.
Wait.
Right.
No, we actually are ready to retire.
But thank you, creepies, for everything you've done, listening to our show and engaging on the social media accounts. And
truly.
All of that. We are humbled and appreciative. So, yeah, it's been awesome.
I'm going to take a second, too, and I promise just a second, is I'm going to thank you, too. I really appreciate that you guys have we joke a lot about, you know, but I don't think it means a lot that you guys show up. You know what I mean?
Except, yeah, I know that.
Except for those, especially those times when I don't show up. But I'm, you guys mean a lot to me, and this podcast means a lot, and truly the creepies do. But I want to shout out to you too.
Thank you. I didn't include that on there.
Sorry.
Yeah. Cool. Same to you and same to Nate. Yeah, it's we have a good time. We have a good time, and we support each other, and we're
still having fun and still doing it. So,
oh man, it's
we're brothers. Brothers in arms, right?
There hasn't been one second I'm like, I got a podcast tonight. Like, I still get as excited as I did. I mean, it's fun. It's fun, and we like getting together, and it is something that we like. Sean, you did, in all seriousness, that might be a reason that we still had a decent amount of downloads over the Christmas weekend, because maybe people did need some uplifting or laugh or smile, or they just wanted to.
This just came to me. Like, when you said that, I'm like, that's actually a really interesting point.
Yeah. That's true.
Never really thought about that.
But no, I love you guys and love the creepies, and this is definitely a family. I'm proud of what we've done, and with the help of the creepies, what we've made this into. You know, it's not just a podcast. And
is this where Nate's going to put in the Golden Girls theme? Thank you for being a friend. This is where that goes.
I don't
think
I have that on my. I'm looking at my show for
shut his mic off.
No, but it's pretty awesome. Man, they're blowing us away with all their support, and you know, so
very humbling.
Big shout out to the creepies, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and I really can't wait to announce the things we've got planned. 2023 is going to be awesome.
Retirement? Sorry.
No, not really. But
maybe 2024. Right?
2044.
I know.
Yeah, don't see that happening anytime soon. But anyway, yeah, shout out to George and shout out to our creepy. So with all of that said, Sean, what are we going to talk about?
Nobody knows enough to be a pessimist, right? Isn't that what they say?
That's true.
So we're going to talk about, what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about something that Todd picked. It's the Topeka State Hospital. I know. I was saying that. I was trying to like...
Tapioca.
Did you not find it?
I was just trying to build some suspense. I just wanted you guys to think, like, oh God, what's he going to say?
That's pretty much what we do.
He's like, don't make eye contact with him.
Topeka State Hospital. This place is creepy, so why don't you give a little foundation?
I will. It is an abandoned mental institution in Kansas, right? Kansas. I have family in Kansas. Topeka State Hospital, formerly the Topeka Insane Asylum in Topeka, Kansas. And guess what? It's in the USA. This isn't even Wikipedia.
You don't say.
This isn't even Wikipedia. Was an institution for the mentally ill, which opened in 1879. It was built in response to the overcrowding at Osawatomie State Hospital. Mm. Both buildings were designed by renowned architect John G. Haskell. The facility remained open for over 100 years before finally being abandoned and then demolished, which I have pictures of that, right? Didn't I post those? Mm-hmm. The hospital was built using the Kirkbride plan, similar to the Trenton State Hospital, State Hospital and the Danvers State Hospital. The Kirkbride plan was based on the theories of Philadelphia psychiatrist Thomas Story Kirkbride, who suggested that natural light and good air circulation have a positive impact on the mentally ill.
And we talked about that a few episodes ago.
The mentally ill, and obviously they did that in TB hospitals too, but.
Yep.
Interesting.
Kirkbride. Yeah. This place is wild, and I heard it on another podcast, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 months ago. So it was sometime in the summer, and I was really like, wow, this place is crazy. So
I don't know this one, but this every time we talk about a place, I'm like, man, they can't get any crazier than this. This
one's pretty
crazy.
Pretty crazy, oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was telling my wife, Amy, I said, we're going to do the full is going to be the Topeka State Hospital. I said, this place is, you talk about sadness, and I mean, a lot of bad things went on there. It seems like it's just like along the same line as the other ones. It starts out with good intentions, quickly gets away from the understaffing, overpopulated with the patients, and you know they just
then things start
lose
running,
their way,
running the muck.
Yeah, they lose their way, don't they?
Well, they get mixed with mental illness and criminal, and some people that
probably work. Some of the staff is mental and criminal.
Yeah, right? Well, no training, or very little training. I mean, they can't keep up.
We're not going to mention any names, but yeah,
be like what is that? Happy Gilmore,
Ben Stiller.
Yeah. Ben Stiller. Oh yeah.
I'd like a glass of cold milk. How about a glass of shut the hell up, girl?
Oh yeah, warm glass of shut the hell up.
Warm, there you go. Yeah.
They're doing arts and crafts.
Yeah.
Like My fingers hurt. Exactly. Goes, oh, yeah? Well, your back's going to hurt because you pulled landscaping
duty. Landscaping duty, right? Yeah.
That's a great line.
Good news. He is We've so got funny. Four more hours. That's great. Yeah. That's right.
He goes, hey, everybody. Well, your back's going to hurt.
Yeah, he said, that's funny.
He does like the throat slash.
Yeah, right. Because she's looking at him and he's like, don't
How
say
you doing, Grandma?
Don't say a word.
Great, honey.
His character is so funny. And he always plays those funny characters. Yes. Yeah, so anyway, Topeka State. So I've got a few here. What do they call it? Let's see. Horrifying facts. I just want to make sure I got that right. Here's one. Newspapers from the late 1800s were filled with reports on the abuses happening inside the insane asylum at Topeka State Hospital. In one particular case, a witness came forward with information about an inmate named Dodd. Not Todd, Dodd. The witness claimed that he had seen an attendant kick Dodd on numerous occasions. Mm-hmm. Dodd was often knocked to the ground, and the attendant would jump up and down on the inmate's chest. Sometimes Dodd would be strangled. On his final beating, Dodd was knocked down, and the witness stated that Dodd was dragged into room 18. The door was shut, and the witness heard noises that sounded like a struggle. Finally, he heard a groan from within the room, and Dodd was eventually carried out dead from whatever had happened inside the room. A county attorney tried to take action against the attendant, but the governor of Kansas refused to launch an investigation into the death, and the matter was dropped.
That's awful.
Real awful.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's really awful bad. What one human being can do to another. I mean, truly.
Yeah, this is saying that many horror stories exist about the facility, including that of a journalist who visited and saw a patient who had been restrained so long that his skin had begun to grow around the restraints.
That's awful.
Yeah.
That's bad. I was telling Jen about that when she's like...
I did too. I told Amy that one. Bad. About the skin going over. Yeah. More on
that. Then there are reports of abuse, neglect, and rape. Some patients were kept chained and naked.
Which we've heard that too. I mean, you heard that early as well.
Yeah,
Waverly
was that way.
A lot of these other places.
In 1913, sterilization law was introduced and aimed at habitual criminals, idiots, epileptics... imbeciles and insane. And as a result, 54 people were sterilized at Topeka State Hospital before 1921. In the following years, the numbers increased dramatically, but the practice was stopped in the 1950s. In 1951, the hospital was further criticized when it was discovered that a 59-year-old Danish immigrant called John Crabb had been wrongfully incarcerated despite not being mentally ill.
Yeah, he was for like not quite 20 years, wasn't it? I thought about that. And then even when they like were in the process of showing that he wasn't mentally ill, he still had to be there for another 10 months.
Yeah.
It took some lawyers caught wind of his case. I want to say it was like they're 18, 19 years, something like that. Mm-hmm. And that's insane. And the way insane. They treated him.
No pun.
And the
intended.
I know, I'm not crazy. there it goes, number two. Pun number two. But I can't even imagine that.
No.
That's wild.
Yeah, it is wild.
Not in a good way.
I think we should, as we're doing, kind of paint a picture of the horrific things that went on, and then we can get into the hauntings or the paranormal. It says here in 1911, it was announced that a claim adjuster was looking into the financial condition of all the inmates of state hospitals and the relatives bound by law to maintain them. The Topeka hospital wanted more money than was being given by the state. In fact, the hospital had already begun taking families to court and had won a case the previous year in which the Supreme Court ruled they could recover for the care of an inmate from the time of his admission until the time of his death. The hospital wanted something similar to the Lunacy Act of Ontario, Canada, wherein the asylum would be permitted to take over the patient's estate and pull it from all the funds required to care in parentheses for the inmate. Or, I'm sorry,
which,
quotes.
Which rarely ever happened.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, care.
Yeah,
they
right.
don't care.
Care is a loose term there.
Yeah.
It's interesting because the pictures that we saw of, like, just the main... It looks like a lunatic asylum when you look at it, but it was actually a really beautiful campus back in the day, and they have...
Most of them are.
It's a painting of it, but it shows... it was an older picture of the hospital, and there are wings on the sides, you know, which were obviously not there in these some of these updated pictures. It says, in 1948, after a number of complaints, a panel was put in place to make changes to the facility and improvements were made. By the 1960s, it was of the top hospitals of its kind in the U.S. In 1992, the hospital was in the news when music and activity therapist Stephanie Ulrig was murdered by patient Kenneth D. Waddell, who was classed as a high-risk patient. Ulrig and another therapist took some of the patients out to watch a movie, and once back in the hospital, Waddell killed Ulrig. Her body was found in a bathroom. The state mental health administrators were cleared of reckless conduct by the United States Court of Appeals, 10th Circuit, in 1995.
Mm. This dude looks crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He's got I saw his
picture. He's got that crazy look in his eye.
He's got the eye thing going. And
the one squinty eye.
Yeah.
I want to know. I know exactly what I said. Funny, not funny.
Wow, this guy.
What kind of movie did you show that guy?
Okay. Yeah, he's nutty looking.
Silence of the Lambs? Maybe you shouldn't watch those kind of movies.
Yeah, that dude is, he looks like something's not quite clicking.
It lost it in 88, excuse me. The Topeka Hospital lost its accreditation, but remained open until 1997 when I graduated high school. It closed and was abandoned, much like many of the similar institutions of its type. And then it has been since demolished.
Thank goodness.
Right?
Mm.
That means we can't go there.
That's the only bad thing.
It can't put that on the...
The cemetery remains.
Right.
In the former grounds.
Just going to say that.
Mm.
And it's the final resting place of patients who died in Topeka State. Only 16 of the 1,157 graves have headstones. A memorial now stands in honor of those who died there.
That's what I was going to say. That's crazy. That is crazy.
Seems like that's what they do, too. Like, mm-hmm. They don't give them proper burials. They don't have their headstones. They don't... It's like they're just...
One step from a mass grave mm-hmm. Site.
No doubt, yeah. Of course, the visitations weren't any better, the lack of. It says people who were sent to the Topeka State Hospital were often never seen again by the outside world. It was easy to forget about relatives and unwanted spouses once they were on the inside. However, visitations to those who were loved were severely restricted. Out of the 29 wards in the hospital, visitors were only allowed in 4 of them. Parents were not allowed to visit their children inside the hospital. Friends of inmates were also not permitted inside and had 0 visitation rights. Dr. Biddle, the hospital supervisor, claimed that visits would interfere with the patient's treatment. Bull.
Yeah.
That's just control, and it's kind of like an abusive spouse or boyfriend or girlfriend. They try to, keep them from their friends and isolate them from their family. You know, it's all about control. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same thing here at the hospital, and just in a bigger way.
I think it's awful that, like, for the longest time, nothing got done about it. You know what I mean? It was just, a lot of these places.
The other way. They don't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we've talked about it too, like Central State, that, they were doing the Lord's work, it was a demonic possession and things like that, which I'm not saying, some of that can be, but it's like, it's, just treating, the worse you're treating them, the more you're being heroic against, mm-hmm. The powers of evil. So it's not good. This was in 1896. Reports came out of the old soldiers were being killed off in Kansas State asylums. It should have been a scandal, but instead of being investigated, the whole thing was covered up. According to one newspaper report, Gust Moorer, an inmate at the Topeka State Hospital, was sent home with 2 black eyes, a broken nose, and a broken neck, his body being accompanied by a certificate from the superintendent that he had died of apoplexy, yet no effort was ever made to right the wrong, and superintendent is still in office.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Cruel and unusual. I think doesn't exist anymore, but they said when it did, people had reports of orbs and horrible feelings in certain areas. And even they said that cemetery still has this like looming feeling of dread and something not right, unease, mm-hmm. Like those spirits are not at rest, especially since only 16. What'd you do? You playing footsie over there?
You hit me, but it hurt.
We haven't talked about footsie in a while. But it's, especially since 16 out of the however many thousand, 1,000 some mm-hmm. are even acknowledged. A lot of them are it's like Central State, who knows who was there because the files weren't kept well. The markers weren't even marked.
Yeah,
they were
true.
Literally just sticks. So it's really sad. It's just such a disrespect to human life.
Yeah. They called it Insanity is a Big Business. It says in 1916, there was a report that insanity was on the increase in the state of Kansas. The state totaled 4,311 cases of insanity, with 1,565 of the afflicted being stored at the Topeka State Hospital. They called it, it was big business to declare someone insane, especially when the state could take over the property owned by the patient. It says, for example, there was a big property case in 1918. You didn't say this, did you already? Potawatomi, a Native American woman, was declared mentally sick.
I did not say it.
And was being held at the Topeka State Hospital. She also happened to own a sizable estate in Oklahoma. The woman's guardian was in charge of the estate, but Kansas wanted it for the woman's, again, this care. efforts were made through the courts and the newspapers to vilify the woman's guardian, claiming that the guardian was looting the property when, instead, the state of Kansas should be allowed to take over and profit from the estate. Hmm. So there you go. Yeah. Awful. Trying to find my words. It's nothing new. It can go back thousands of years to how people have treated other humans.
Right.
And I know, 1918, 1916, 1900, it's a long time ago, but not that long ago.
Right.
And this is how we were treating people, and doing it on purpose. It's not just like, they didn't have the training and they didn't have the knowledge and they didn't have the equipment or they were doing this on, it was on purpose, to hold these people there or to try to steal their, estate and just torture them and beat them and kill them. And it's hard and it's really sad, but now in these days, this day and age, hopefully we have learned from these asylums and these hospitals, if you want to call them that.
I can see mental illness being a lot in Kansas because it's flat and nothing there.
Yeah, that's
He's
true.
Talking about that nothing driving people crazy.
Hold on, let me check the listenership. No, we don't have. Just kidding. No, but
I thought you were going to make a sports team reference a couple.
No, it's. They're like, man, there's.
I've driven through Kansas a few times, and
Abby, I haven't.
It is not a joy at all.
I know people from Kansas, and they say the same thing. So I don't think you're. I think you're preaching to the choir
again, Kansas listeners. If you're out there,
nothing against you.
That is
tough terrain.
Not the state of Indiana is a big mountainous region, but
right.
Well, at least we got a few trees to look at.
True.
There's a cave in the middle.
I think
of
I've hit them on the golf course. My dad and I, when we play golf, if there was one tree on the golf course, we'd hit it. Especially my dad, he would like, "Daggone it!" I would.
No, I'm that way.
Funk.
Like, if you want to know where the sand trap is, let me hit first.
Yeah,
the water trap.
My dad would be on the fairway, and there'd be one like a skinny tree, like a Charlie Brown tree. And son of a gun, if he didn't hit it every time, and here goes back. Hit it backwards. Yeah,
Murphy's Law, right?
No, I haven't been through Kansas. I have never been. So. But you it know what? There's a lot of haunted places, though.
Oh, yeah.
They've got that going.
Oh, yeah. That's
I know. We did a out west trip. We used to do that every year for summer when I was younger with my parents. And that is the only state where I fell asleep at the beginning of Kansas, woke up still in Kansas. It's a long one to drive through.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, I've never been to Oklahoma, Kansas.
But the eastern part of Colorado is sort of the same way, too. And the mountains, the Rocky Mountains are deceiving because you get into Colorado and you start seeing the mountains off distance. Oh, we're almost there. No.
No,
you are not almost there.
1,000 miles away. You're like, okay, another day and a half.
We've been watching that 1883, which is a really good show, by the way. Fantastic show. And it's the same idea. Can you imagine? Like, that's my car or my vehicle. Can you imagine my foot and my wagon?
Yeah. You see those mountains way out there, and it takes you a week to get to them.
I've only watched a little bit of Yellowstone, and
there.
It's pretty good.
Kids, just hold on.
But this, and some people out there are going to say, oh my gosh, Yellowstone is fantastic. And I need to watch more of it. But Jenna and I started watching that 1883. It's so good. And then the next one with Harrison Ford, I know, is coming up for 1923. Hopefully it's as good, too. I'm excited for that, but I love these like backstories. So. Mm-hmm. I love that guy that you're talking about that got, you know, he was supposedly insane, but he wasn't, so confined by mistake. John Crabb was a Danish immigrant to the United States and barely spoke any English. He worked as a dishwasher in Topeka and was known to have a bit of a hot temper. One night in 1931, a coworker began hitting on one of the waitresses, who just so happened to be Mr. Crabb's girlfriend. Crabb made verbal threats and was taken to jail for his behavior. While in jail, the man sulked and refused to eat. An expert was brought in and labeled Crabb as insane. Crabb was taken to the Topeka State Hospital, where he was imprisoned as an incurable for almost 20 years. Sorry to say 30.
Jeez.
During this time in the inside, Crabb tried his hardest to convince the staff that he was sane. But one of the reasons they thought that he was insane was he tried so hard to prove that he was sane. This ticked Crabb off even more, and he refused to cooperate with the staff and refused to do any work. Mr. Crabb might have died in the hospital if it had not been for a group of Danish insurance men who learned of his case. They went to the authorities, and Crabb was tested again. This time, he was labeled sane, but it took another 10 months before the hospital finally released him in 1950. That, to me, is wild.
Wow. That is... Yeah, too bad I can't say. Put this on the list.
Yeah, huh? I know. Well, we'll go to the cemetery.
Yeah, I guess we could go to the cemetery. Yeah, I see what you're saying. They have they hear a lot of moans.
Yeah, even in that cemetery. Well, that's
orbs,
the thing is
in that area, the general area, just the land itself.
A lot of the stories we're talking, you know, it's been a minute since there was an actual structure there, so we don't get a lot of those. Like a lot of those are outdated, but they're like I said, the same thing: moans, smells, orbs, shadow people. Ominous feeling. That was not me. Was it?
That wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
I was away from the mic.
Maybe it was me then. Gosh, was
that
me?
I think that was you.
Do you think it was me?
Yeah, that's Sean. That's fine.
It's the Celsius. I think I was it. But it was, but just your typical stuff that happened there. But like I said, now it's kind of, I mean, it was kind of like Ghostbusters. It got released, right? Into the ionosphere. but now, yeah, basically it's all just there in the cemetery. I'd love to still go see the cemetery.
Yeah. I wonder how far Topeka, Kansas is from, Plainfield. Somebody look that up.
I bet Nate knows.
Nate, do you know?
Nate's a good calculator of such things. I can look it up though.
Mm-mm-mm. Give me a second.
We could go to Topeka and then we could go to Stoll Cemetery. That's the one.
That's a good idea.
Where they run
That's
out.
A great idea.
It's like one stop stop sign or one stop light. And yeah, you're not supposed to. That's the portal to hell or whatever, something like that.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Not to be so excited about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Color me in.
We know Sean's in.
It is 8 hours.
Oh, that's easy. That's doable.
Yeah, it's on this side of Kansas.
Oh, okay. Okay. I don't mean, what do you mean?
This side of Kansas.
Oh, gotcha.
Just
meaning the
probably an hour in from east. Missouri.
Okay.
Gotcha. Getcha. Mm-hmm. I have been to Missouri because we drove through Missouri on the way to Texas last year or last summer. What was the other thing here? Let me...
Well, this is interesting. It says the central building, there's something to know before you go and visit. The central building pictured, or that one, was torn down and obliterated in 2010, which we talked about. There's nothing left of it. Even its concrete slabs are gone. There are a few buildings left from some of the later years of the hospital period, but they are not really remarkable, and they were built much later and are either boarded up or thoroughly repurposed. A number of other local corporations and nonprofits are buying and leasing sections of the land, building on the land, and renovating buildings, kind of like Central State.
Mm-hmm.
And the campus is a wonderful place to bike, but also a spectacle of Topeka State Hospital is quite gone.
I'm trying to think of the other place. There's Stoll Cemetery, of course, the grounds of Topeka State Hospital. And then what's the, there's another place. It's a, I want to do an episode on it. I can't remember the name of it. It's a haunted house. I think Hillbilly Horror Stories, they had like,
been there.
Yeah. And they actually stayed the night. I'm trying to, can't think of the name of the house. Anyway, here's a story here. One witness to the abuse happening at the state hospital wrote about a patient named Mr. Smith, a former banker. While the statement did not give the reason why Smith was placed in the hospital, his treatment was completely uncalled for. Smith was often seen wearing handcuffs. I usually, I don't think they're supposed to have handcuffs in a,
for
an air care facility. Smith was often seen handcuffs. Okay, it says his attendant also saw fit to lead Smith around the property with a rope tied around his neck. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the attendant would get drunk and beat Smith mercilessly. Another time, the attendant tied Smith to a tree and left him there for hours. On one occasion, it was witnessed that the attendant threw the end of the rope over a door and pulled Smith's head up to the top of the door, cruelly strangling him as some sort of punishment. Wow.
That's awful.
That's pretty brutal.
Man.
I think they just did such horrific things to people. But then I saw some stories where they were mixing like criminally insane with insane with apparently one guy that was not at all insane. He was just Danish.
Yep.
So I get, insert your arguments there, but right. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I love the Danes.
No. Offense, if you're listening out there, we love you and people from Kansas.
And I actually want to visit. I want to visit Kansas too.
Yeah.
You were talking about haunted locations in Kansas. I was looking up. It says, so some of these we should probably talk about. Haunted Kansas road trip. 13 spooky locations that can make your blood run cold. Fort Leavenworth, Kansas,
yeah,
is very haunted. Molly's Hollow. I don't think I've ever heard of that one. Kansas.
Atchison, Kansas.
I know Atchison, but I've never heard
the house.
Of
just keep reading, but whole town, I guess, is loaded.
We've talked about that.
Yes.
Old Lawrence Community Theater building in Lawrence, Kansas. Hollenburg Pony Express Station in Hanover, Kansas. Ellis Railroad Museum. I'd love that. Ellis, Kansas is quite haunted. Red Rock Elementary School. St. Jacob's Well in Clark County, Kansas. Hutchison Public Library in Hutchison, Kansas. Apparently, that's pretty old. Bel Air Water Tower in Wichita, Kansas. Thea Rose's Bridge, Valley Center, Kansas. Wilbur's Grocery in Tawanda, Kansas. This one, is it the Brown Mansion in Coffeeville?
It's a little girl's name, like Sarah's, the Sarah
Witch's
House.
Witch's Grave in Galena, Kansas.
Huh. It's in Atchison, too.
It's in Atchison, huh.
So it's the Sally House is in Atchison, Kansas.
That's right.
Kansas.
Right.
And Hillbilly Horror Stories, and I guess they had a live show before, and then you could, you know, part of your ticket, or if you paid more, I guess, they did a sleepover or a one-night stay over at the Sally House.
Sleepover sounds fun.
Sleepover, yeah. Stay over,
not
whatever.
Pillow fights?
You think?
Not in a poltergeist-ridden house.
No, that was extra. Pillow fights.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that...
Who hit me with that pillow? It wasn't us.
It was me.
What?
Yeah, so the Sally House is supposed to be an intense place, so we'll do an episode on that. I almost said episode. episode, yeah. Kansas has some pretty crazy stuff. They've got... We could do a plentiful of stories. Cornucopia.
A bounty.
Yes, we can, a plethora, if you will. Whoa, look at us, Tony.
Pulling the
big words.
Thesaurus.
Fun with words, right?
Ghost hunters, ghost adventures, they have gone on some investigations on the land and at the cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
They've picked up a lot of strange happenings.
EVPs.
Mm-hmm. I would still like to visit there because, like I said,
absolutely,
go to Kansas and then just check out this, and then go kind of the different places that can't be that far away. I don't know, maybe they are, but I don't know.
It's a big state.
It is a big state.
Well, you did
very,
say it's
very flat.
It took forever to drive.
Very flat.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I still think that we touched on that sterilization stuff. It's just amazing to me that the forced sterilizations to keep these people under control and, you know, is kind of, you know.
When did you say, Nate? It was like 1920s and then they stopped at 1950s, right?
1921?
Where they started it and then I think it was the 90s.
Oh, the sterilization. It says in 1913 the Kansas legislation passed.
Oh, the sterilization. Yeah.
The sterilization law. And it looked like it went up through the 60s anyway. It decreased 50s. In the 60s. The rate of sterilization decreased steadily until 1961. So, yeah, you're right, when they ceased altogether. The rate of sterilizations per 100,000 residents per year during the peak period of sterilizations in the 1930s was about 10. At least early on, most of Kansas forced sterilizations took place in that in the Topeka State Hospital. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
I mean, again, pun intended. No, no pun intended.
No pun intended.
I know.
Yeah, it's pretty wild stuff. Sad, that's for sure. I don't know. Yeah, and you think that higher ups, you know, the government, or you know, they would help these people, but they were just turning a blind eye and didn't want to mess with them, you know.
Right.
So shame on those people. Yeah. I don't know. Anything else you guys have on the Topeka State Hospital?
There was a Turnbull versus Topeka State Hospital. In 2001, Cynthia Turnbull, a psychologist at the Topeka State Hospital, sued her employer and the state for sexual harassment after she was sexually assaulted by a patient. The jury found a sexually hostile work environment existed at TSH, but it split over whether TSH should be held legally responsible for that environment. I would think yes.
Yeah.
After learning of the jury's inability to decide, the district court granted an early defense motion for judgment as a matter of law. The sole issue on appeal was whether that ruling was proper. They held that it was not and remanded the case for further proceedings. Isn't that weird that it was so, I don't know.
They should have kept the main front building.
Yeah, I think so.
It's a cool looking building.
Oh, very neat. Yeah. I like the architecture. Yeah. And I am surprised they did demolish it, though. It's not like the other places were any better.
Yeah.
But that are still going on, you know. They could have. I mean, it's tragic with what all that went on there, but, you know, it's make it into a museum or yeah, do investigations or tours, and you learn from it. But, yeah. Yeah, it was a neat place.
They have. You don't know where you're going unless you know where you've been.
I've heard that before.
Let's write that down.
So it's like,
hold on, Nate. No, I don't understand.
So
I love
it. You know, such tragic things happened
at
these places. I mean, at least have it there, you know, as a memorization of
what,
you know,
what went on,
bad practices of the past, and you know, you get rid of it and demolish it and it's not there, then pretty soon the writings of it disappear and the stories of it disappear, and then you forget what kind of horrific things happen in our past.
And
then you don't
learn
from
right.
And then it happens again.
They lost their accreditation and their ability to get paid basically in the late 1980s. And it says by the 1990s, the mental health movement was away from the hospital model and toward community-based programs, partly because the community-based model appeared effective, but mostly because it was cheaper. The Kansas legislation decided to close one of the three mental hospitals, and so Topeka State was chosen for closing and went out of business. Obviously, we said in 97. The historic center building and several others were demolished by June 2010. Now, the interesting thing about the cemetery, we talked about how there was 16 actual headstones out of 1,157 graves. But they did, during the 1999-2000 session, the Kansas legislature authorized construction of a memorial for people buried in the cemetery, including a plaque identifying the memorial, fencing to go around the cemetery, and the inscription of the names of the dead. So that was, at least they've tried to make up for how horribly people were treated by creating, I was taking the long way around that story, by the way they were treated. They tried to make up for that.
Here's something interesting. They still have medical records. Let's see, medical records, department records. Let's see, Department of Social and Rehabilitation Services, Topeka State Hospital. Their records are from 1951 to 1997. Yeah, and it says the scope and content. Records from the medical records and medical library department at the Topeka State Hospital. They include miscellaneous policy and procedures, manuals, undated. But the majority of the series consists of an on-duty logs noting who was on duty at any given time in the hospital and anything that happened during that time. Oh, man, I would love to see those. Or maybe I wouldn't.
I was thinking.
That's interesting, though, that they still
have
those.
is that the, there was some talk about a doctor that like where a lot of that mistreatment happened, where those files mysteriously didn't have their identification and you know, were lost and all that stuff. It's like, and then he stepped down.
It's like,
or ran away or whatever, but it's like,
yeah, so you're looking at 46 years of records. That would be interesting though to see,
wouldn't it?
You know, and it said what went on, you know, who knows.
Bad stuff.
It's kind of like when we went to the Indiana State Sanatorium.
Right.
We looked at stuff everywhere.
Yeah, we looked at people's all kind of records that are like, and some of the staff records too, though. Staff, like education, things that they had to do, and it was just, and some of it wasn't that long ago.
Janitorial schedules and what they were supposed to do, and then, yeah.
Just laying there.
I mean, just very strange.
Yeah,
financial records.
I mean, it literally was just left.
Yeah. Yes, it was.
Here's an interesting story.
What you got there, Nate?
It's labeled Back from Incurable. Fast forward a few decades, and we find that there were still many problems at the hospital. A 55-year-old woman was placed in the Topeka State Hospital in 1932. It was claimed that she suffered from delusions and believed that her husband was trying to kill her. In turn, she made an attempt on his life.
Oh.
After a year in the hospital, the doctor said she was getting better, but still suffered from delusions. After 4 years, the doctors claimed that she had a tendency to hurt other people and could not be paroled. At 9 years, she was labeled incurably insane. Mm-hmm. This might have been the end for this woman, known as Miss X. But a new doctor took an interest in her. After being in the hospital for 17 years, she was still spry. Encouraged, the new doctor began to spend half an hour with her each week and found that with this little bit of attention, she began to settle down. After 5 months of this treatment, Miss X, now 72, was paroled and began work as a practical nurse and a companion housekeeper. While the good doctor was not prepared to admit that all patients would react positively to a bit of weekly acknowledgement, he did state that doctors should slow down on the brain surgeries and shock treatments given too often to neglected patients.
Now let's go. Let's not get too wild there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's not give it up too fast.
So it seems like they're really quick to... Let's just shock him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
Let's cut half his brain out.
Down and dirty, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe some of them just need some attention.
Keep it simple, right?
Yeah. It is too bad we can't go there, though, man.
Ironically, the kiss method, right?
Yeah.
We've been mentioning kiss a lot.
That's right.
Kiss, kiss.
Well, I don't have anything else to add. Unless you guys have something.
No, this is a great choice, though. And one I wasn't really that familiar with at all.
Yeah, I mean, I hope the Creepy still liked it. There's not a whole lot of paranormal just because it's been
demolished. Because it doesn't exist.
Yeah, it's been demolished. Yeah,
you can't really, but I thought it was pretty
intense. You still have orbs and disembodied voices and that kind of stuff.
And people still
on the premise.
There,
so
we can still go there, and we would. I know I would. Mm-hmm. I'd love to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's and there's a lot of pictures still. You know, you can see what it looked like.
Mm-hmm. We can be there by morning.
Yep.
Have breakfast. Yep. Go. I just don't want to go to work. That's all that is. That's the truth comes out.
I understand. I understand. Well, like I said,
any excuse, right?
Whatever.
Hush, child.
Whatever it is.
Sean.
Yes.
What do you have for us?
I have, well, this is the last one for the year, right? So I'm doing something special. Mm. But the first thing is we have a sponsor. It is our friend, Betsy Kulikowski.
I've heard of her.
Hi, Betsy. I know her. I know her.
I've heard that name
somewhere. She is our friend. She's a friend of the show. She is the author of the Veritas Codex series. Fantastic. And I'm not even joking. I love it. She has a new book out, which is awesome. So go get her books. Her books can be found on Amazon and Walmart, Target. Follow her on Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram, all the good social medias, right? She's awesome. Yeah, we've had her on. We'll have her on again. She's one that has, you know, she's a true friend. Like, she checks us out all the time. We check her out all the time. It's cool. So we appreciate you, Betsy, for sponsoring us.
Thank you, Betsy. And she, technically twice. A while back, she gave a recommendation on I don't know if it, I'm going to have to look into it a little bit more. I'm not sure if it's a full or mini, but it's pretty good. So we'll have we'll do her story that she awesome. Recommended. Yeah, mm-hmm. she sent it on, I think, Instagram. So, yeah. Nice. But thank you, Betsy. Yeah.
So for Betsy, and especially since this is the last of the year, so the last time that I get to have your attention for this.
Spread your wings and fly.
Spread my wings. You're going to love this one. Part of this is for you, Nate.
Are we going to cry?
Oh. we're going to do a dark side and a middle-aged moment. Quickly on both. We're going to start with the exactly. Right. We're going to do the dark side first, and this one's for you, Todd. So I'm doing one for each of you.
Yours, oh, I get a dark first. Side.
You get the dark side.
Nice.
Yours is influenced by what you posted today on TikTok, which is and it's all, this also goes out to our Kansas.
I did it today.
Kansas dust in the wind.
Oh, Kansas. You mean the okay about the episode?
So,
I was thinking, what else did I do?
Heck yeah! So I was like. I'm totally doing that one. I close my eyes only for a moment, and the moment's gone. All my dreams pass before my eyes, a curiosity, dust in the wind. All they are is dust in the wind. Same old song, just a drop of water in an endless sea. All we do crumbles to the ground, though we refuse to see, dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind. Now, don't hang on. Nothing lasts forever but the earth and sky. It slips away, and all your money won't another minute buy. Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind. Dust in the wind. You're my boy, Blue, right? Old school. I do remember this song. The minister.
That's a great movie.
The minister at my grandfather's funeral. I remember him standing off to the side with my brother and I. And my brother mentioned, Chad, shout out Chad, Dust in the Wind by Kansas, and the minister, I remember saying, yeah, that's one of my favorite songs. And he's like, and he gave a perspective of, hey, life is fleeting, boys. You know, we were young, we were teenagers, you know, and talking about, you know, don't waste the moments. And so it was that song sticks with me in that particular mm-hmm. time in my life. But I love that song. There's a darkness to it, but it's important to remember that we are. Shadows and dust, right?
I remember the video on MTV when I was a kid.
I think it was the first song I downloaded, like, back in the Napster days.
Oh, Napster? I never used that.
Is that right?
I never did Napster.
And BearShare.
BearShare is what I used.
I used both, yeah. but BearShare. Remember when they all disappeared, too?
Mm-hmm.
They all got shut down. Dang it.
Metallica wasn't happy with them.
No.
No, they were not. So,
among other groups,
the middle-aged moment for Nate. So we'll switch.
Thank you, by the way. I like that. Thank you
like that? Yep. No problem. Shout out to Kansas, like I said. Mm-hmm. Okay, so favorite band of Nate's is Van Halen. One of my favorite Van Halen songs is Dreams.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I awesome know that song, Van Halen's your favorite? Mm-hmm. Why didn't I know that?
One of my favorites.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not okay.
All right. One of his favorites, but if not the this came on my list. I haven't heard this in a while, and it came up on my playlist. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it's been months probably since I listened to it. And I thought, this is Kismet. So, Dreams. The world turns black and white. Pictures in an empty room. Your love starts falling down. Better change your tune. You reach for the golden ring. Reach for the sky. Baby, just spread your wings. We'll get higher and higher. Straight up we'll climb. We'll get higher and higher. Leave it all behind. Run, run, run away. Like a train running off the track. The truth gets left behind and falls between the cracks. Standing on broken dreams, but never losing sight. But you spread your wings. Isn't that funny? You said that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get higher and higher. Straight up we'll climb. We'll get higher and higher. Leave it all behind. So baby, dry your eyes. Save all the tears you've cried. Ooh, that's what dreams are made of. Ooh, baby, we belong in a world that must be strong. Ooh, that's what dreams are made of. So we'll get higher and higher. Straight up we'll climb. Higher and higher. Leave it all behind. Oh, we'll get higher and higher. Who knows what we'll find. This makes me think of our podcast. When I was listening to this, I'm like, yes.
It's a very hard song to sing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sammy nails it. Very high.
I liked it. And that is true. Sammy Hagar days. I like Sammy Hagar quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. I like both.
I like both, too.
Hey, you got to give Gary Cherone his props, too. He did an album.
I like him, but I'm not big on the Van Halen. Yeah. I mean, but he is a good singer.
He only had one hit off that album with him.
Yeah.
So.
I forget about it. Yeah. those are good songs.
Yes. And so
good
that
job.
Is.
Good job. You pulled it off, man, for the last one of the year.
Close the book on Middle Age Moment and Middle Age Dark Sides until next week, next year.
Right.
It won't be long.
That is weird, though.
You'll have to wait long.
Well, I'm not going to talk to you guys until next year, then.
Well, you know what, Nate? Back to you, buddy.
Fine. Be that way.
I'll talk to you next year, too.
That's how you're going to be.
Show you how it's done.
Mm.
Well, thank you, Sean. Very good. Those were excellent. You really brought it for that.
You like that?
Yeah, you did. I wasn't sure how you're going to pull that off, so I'm impressed. I knew you would. I was hoping.
Now I was hoping, honestly. Yeah.
Betsy should be proud. Betsy would be proud.
Yay, Betsy. Wind's blowing. It's making my eyes dry.
Chopping onions.
It's my allergies, right?
So, Sean, you have the second announcements for us?
Oh, I most certainly do.
Excellent.
You can, as always, follow us on all the social medias, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. We have groups on all of them. Email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. It's two A's. Show ideas, how we're doing, how you're doing. Order merch.
Just say hi.
Just say hi. Hello. Catch us on our Tuesday Terror videos. We offer sponsorships. Individual and businesses are both welcome. Please email us if you're interested. We are on all podcast apps to listen. Please subscribe. And we would love if you give us a 5-star rating and review. Please tell someone you know about the show. Word of mouth is everything. We sell merch, like I said. And so go get you some. Our logo on just about everything, right? We offer segment sponsorships for our episodes. Individuals, again, and businesses are both welcome. Email us for additional information.
Good job.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
Gold star.
Gold.
I've got, I see your hand, your finger with the button with the shock collar. So I'm being good now.
I wouldn't do that.
You might. Wired for sound, that Sean is.
thank you for that. Now. Mm-hmm. Let's get to what we all dread.
Down to business.
It's the last one of the year.
I know.
Nate, what do you have?
I guess it's time to go get some Topeka pudding and call this a wrap.
It's like crickets. Crickets. Hello?
No, it's sad.
I think just nobody wants to let go. I can't let you go.
Until next week.
I'll never let you go.
I thought it was clever.
I liked it. No, okay. It's kind of like the reaction you give me when my dad jumped.
Yeah.
Hey, like,
yay.
Yeah, good yay. Job, Nate. No, it was good. I'm just thinking, man, that's weird. That's the last one of the year.
This is like a Titanic with Kate Winslet, and she's on the door, hogging the door, and she's, no. Where
not the
she's
hand
like,
on steam
I'll
window.
I'll never let you go. Yeah, no. Yeah.
She's, hey, now.
This is another Titanic reference, by the way.
Hey.
But she's like, I'll never let you go. She's like peeling his cold, dead hand off of hers. Like, and she's just like,
I didn't really want to do it.
They made me.
Chopping his
head. Like, get off me. You're dead. It's disgusting. But I'll never let you go.
Well,
it's a weird metaphor.
You,
and analogy.
Thank you for your that's a wrap. Excellent job, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
We want to thank you, Creepies, for
it's like
listening.
It's a burrito.
Huh? Hey, I'm doing...
It's like a burrito. Wrap it up. Hey, like,
doing the wrap. Come on, people. Potty people. Hey, we got to get to New Year's Eve and New Year's and celebration so we can get to the next year of recording.
Just tell me when I can say goodbye.
Say goodbye.
We want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to episode number 94 and our discussion on the Topeka State Hospital. And until next time, Nate is your award-winning sound engineer.
Sniffling.
We are your hosts, Don and Sean, and we're middle-aged.
And creeped out. Keep it creepy.
Happy New Year.